There's an old saying, there are two ways to go through life, being a victim or a volunteer. Today, we're going to discuss why being a victim is a guarantee you'll never get where you want to go, and it's a spiritual dead end. Hi, I'm Corby Mitlide, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that psychic yellow brick road where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. Are you a professional victim or a spiritual explorer? Okay, today we're going to talk about the people you simply can't help. My clients come in all different shapes and sizes and circumstances. Some of them are seasoned spiritual warriors, always ready and eager for the next challenge. Some are rookies. They need extra time and explanation regarding how life works. Some of them have walked the spiritual road for a while, but they've lost their direction and come to me as a way station and a recalibration. I welcome all of them and love working with each one to get them on the road they seek. But there's a key similarity in every case. They know they have to walk the road themselves, and if they meet a challenge, they want to figure out a way to go over it, under it, around it, or transmute it. But you know, there's one kind of client that I'll work with only once, and that's the professional victim. We all have them in our lives. They can be anyone, any gender, gender fluid, friend or relative, coworker or stranger. The professional victim is never happy, because then they have to take responsibility for their own life. They're the ones who complain about all the hard knocks they get, how they're hurt and used, and life is so very, very unfair. They grumble about circumstances, they bemoan their situation, and they bellyache about their relationships with numbing regularity. They say over and over again how they want things to change, but it never happens. Maybe it's bad karma. Maybe they're just not lucky. But they know that it will never, ever work out in their favor. For some people, life is nothing but rainstorms and misery because that's all they understand. Now, a lot of us, in sympathy, make suggestion after suggestion because we really do want things to get better for them. But each suggestion is met with a reason why nothing will work. What if you talk to your spouse about your feeling left out of decisions? Oh, she never listens. I can't be bothered. What if you talk to your boss about that raise? Oh, bosses are so damn greedy. They just want us to shut up and work for pennies. Too many times, the professional victim deals with a child. What if you stop enabling your 29-year-old son and told him to move out? Oh, I couldn't do that. I'd be a bad parent. But he's so lazy and I can't afford to pay for both of us. I wish he'd do something. In every case, the person finds relief in complaining to anyone who'll listen. But honestly, they have no intention of taking any responsibility for getting things to change. Look, I have no fear of hitting you upside the head with a clue brick when you need it. After all, it's my job. And boy, howdy, when that professional victim comes to my desk, I am not gentle with them. I point out pretty clearly that they're spending good money with me, but no matter what the cards or their guides suggest, they refuse to believe anything can be different. They are dumbstruck at my bluntness, and they either acknowledge that fact and open up, or I don't read them again, and I make no apologies for that. Because the single most important piece of guidance I can give you is this. It starts with you. You are in charge of your own existence, nobody else. Own the fact that you're in charge of your own life, not the fates, not your financial circumstances, not your family or your birth or your gender. You. you get to respond, not react, to life situations where you push your own buttons. What's that mean? People who react are knee-jerk types. They don't think, they don't reason, they just do what they know. You hit me, I hit back, that's reaction. Respond? That's when something happens and you think about what is going on and decide what your next action is going to be. That's also why I remind people that the word responsibility means the ability to respond rather than react. Knowing that you're the captain of your own ship means you decide how to steer it through the waters of your existence. And here's how you can start, by using what I call the three most important questions you can ask. The first question when you look at a situation and your feelings around it is, how am I feeling about this? And the answer could be anything. Angry, afraid, depressed, worried, exhausted. Whatever the feeling is, it's valid to acknowledge. The second question is, why am I feeling X about this? X being the emotion you pinpointed. The more you understand where your feelings come from, looking at things objectively with no judgment, the more you can understand with compassion what you truly believe about a situation. You may need to ask why around this question a couple of times, like this. Why am I feeling angry about the situation? Because my husband didn't listen. Why do I believe he didn't listen? Because I didn't get a response. And the third question, that's magic. What do I think would happen if I stopped being X about that? We never consider simply changing our minds, deciding that we don't need to foster a certain emotion. In this case, if you stopped being angry about your husband supposedly not listening, you could ask him, did he hear you? Perhaps he literally didn't hear the question at all, which is very different from not listening. And finding that out, you can let go of the anger. You are no longer a victim. You are in control of how you react. You are a spiritual explorer. It makes all the difference in the world. I don't say that things will always go your way. Sometimes the waters will make for smooth sailing, yes, but sometimes they will be so rough you will be pea green in the face and hanging over the edge of the railing. Still, you will be the captain. You get to claim your own triumphs and recognize your own miscalculations. Either way, you are in charge, and that means all possibilities are yours as well. Time to write your own story with the ending you choose. And that's the most fun exploration of all. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short burning questions all the way up to the jewel in the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the psychic yellow brick road.